Praise the Lord, and welcome to the power of your gift. I am Dr. Valeria Avery, and I'm so excited about this morning, so excited about what the Lord is doing in the earth today. And so God is reaching out to pastors, reaching out to ministers, reaching out to those that have sensed a call on their lives but have not stepped out. Excuse me. So this program, we're going to be sharing some truths about the power of your gift. We're going to be sharing some truths about stepping out into that that God has called you to and how you move forward in walking in your gift. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we magnify your name. For you alone art God, and above you there is none else. Father, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for all of those that have tuned in this morning. Father, we thank you that your word is already anointed. Thank you for your anointing resting upon me, that I might speak forth your word with a boldness and an accuracy, and that your word will go deep within our hearts and will bring forth fruit to your honor and to your glory. Hallelujah. We do bind the enemy from interfering in any way from the word going forth or from the word being received. And Father, we turn our attention back to you. We say thank you for this opportunity. We say thank you for the call that you have placed upon our lives. And Father, we praise you and honor you this morning in Jesus' name. And I want to say to those that are listening, there is an alert going out, for Jesus is coming soon, and he's calling all pastors. He's calling all ordained ministers. He's calling those that he has placed a call upon their lives, and he is saying that the harvest is great and the laborers are few, and we are to step forth in that great commission. It is very clear in the scriptures. God has said that he wants us to step forward, and he has commanded us to go into all parts of the world to win people to Jesus. Whether your call is that of working on a secular job and letting your light so shine that people may see Jesus in your life, or whether your call is of the fivefold ministry, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist, the prophet, the apostle. Whether or not you are a fivefold ministry, you have a fivefold ministry call, or you have a call to be that light in that job, that assignment that God has given you. We all have a call to point people to Jesus. And so what we do with that call, the commitment we make to God in terms of answering that call is so very important. And so we're going to begin in looking at some foundational truths about answering the call, whether it be a call in terms of a special assignment on a secular job or whether it be a call to the fivefold ministry. But there is a call. If you're born again, each of us have a call, and that is to point people to Jesus, to draw people to Jesus in that that God has called us to. Hallelujah. So the alert to us, particularly to the fivefold ministry, well, into each of the calls, is that we must commit to the call. We must commit to God. We must submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Submitting to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And I want to begin with with Acts 1. I'm going to read down King James Version first. I kind of flipped back and forth of King James or Amplified, but I'm going to read King James first in Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 4 and going through verse 8. And it says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. This is Jesus with his disciples. It says, but wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Notice, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And we must translate that. We must transfer that from back then to the now. Jesus wouldn't send his disciples who were at this time born again. They believed on Jesus as the Messiah, as the, our Lord and Savior. But they had not been baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had come in during salvation and recreated the Spirit, but they needed power to be a witness. And let's read on. It says, And he said unto them, it is not, well, let me go back. I want to go back to verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Listen clearly. Jesus told his disciples they were not to go anywhere until they were endued with power. And I am saying to you today, you ministers of the gospel, you ministers, you called to the fivefold ministry. You know, I know that there are some that say, filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and all of that was for the past. No, and no, and no. Listen, you need the power of God. Being filled with the Spirit, of course, when you're born again, the Holy Spirit comes on the inside of you. He does. But this is a different experience. Beyond that of being saved, you should be filled with the Holy Ghost with power. Power to witness, he says. And I'm going to read that, verse 7 and 8 in the Amplified. He said to them, it is not for you to know, become acquainted with and know what time brings the things and events of time and their definite period or fixed years and seasons, their crucial niche in time, which the Father has appointed, fixed, and reserved by his own choice and authority and personal power. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. Now, you see, this is so very, very important. It's so very, very important that we are endued with power, with the ability, with the efficiency, and with the might of God. And this comes, this power, this dunamis power comes after you have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You then will be empowered to go forth and to witness for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, I admonish you. It is a command of God. If you want to walk in for call that God has on your life, whether it be a call to a particular job or whether it be to the fivefold ministry, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to complete and to walk in the fullness of that God has called you to. Hallelujah. I want to say, so then, you know, hearing God is so very important. Developing a prayer life is so very important, because Jesus said, as he was speaking to the disciples before he left, and I'm going to read again from John, the Gospel of John, beginning at the 12th verse. See, he is letting them know again the importance of being filled with the Spirit and allowing the Spirit of God to lead you and so forth. Of course, just pausing a moment to say, we are spirit, soul, and body, and we must get the proper alignment in order to flow and accomplish those things that God has called us to. And that proper alignment is God, your spirit, your soulical realm, and your body. Of course, we know, the Bible tells us that the soul wars against the spirit. So you have to, as you renew your mind day by day, you bring your spirit into ascendancy, and then you can dictate to your soulical realm as well as to your body. Your body will follow anything if you let it. So your body ought not to be controlling, but your spirit must be in the control under the direction of the Holy Spirit. But let's read, starting with we're just going to read down, starting with verse 12 from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now, I want to read that in the Amplified. See, this is so important. Jesus is making himself available to us. See, God didn't call us or give us a particular assignment and leave us out there by ourselves. No, no, no. Over in the Thessalonians said that faithful is he that has called us, who also will do it. So he wants us to show up, but he wants us to submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, the Holy Spirit to teach us what we ought to do and how we ought to do it. But let's read again. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified here. It says, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater things than these, because I go unto the Father. Hear that. Jesus is talking. This is in red in the my Bible. Jesus is talking. And see, and he says, you're going to be able to do greater things than these because I go unto the Father. See, he's going unto the Father, but he's going to send the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. Listen, verse 13 says, and Jesus is talking, talking again. He says, I will do. I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name as presenting all that I am. Hallelujah. See, all that I am, the seven redemptive names of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you. See, each of us, whatever ye shall ask in my name as presenting all that I am. Now, he said that twice. He must mean for us to get it. Jesus said, saying, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he says, I will do it. In other words, Jesus is going to see to it that it's done if you ask in the name and believe him. It says, verse 15, if you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments. Verse 16, he says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. That's who the Holy Spirit is to us if we receive him. See, if you receive that infilling with the Holy Spirit after you're born again, then you're going to have on resonance in you that power of God, the third person of the Godhead, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, and the standby. See, whenever we're called of God, we have need of these things. We have need for a counselor. We have need for a helper. See, because we can't do it ourselves. See, a lot of us get a call, and then you step out trying to do it yourself. But you submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and he will help you. Let's read on. Verse 17 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, receive. So if you're not born again, you cannot receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot receive the indwelling of the, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit coming upon you, bringing the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're not born again, the Spirit of God is not on the inside of you. You are still a person with a spirit that is dead, separated from God. Only when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior does the Spirit of God come in and bring the old spirit dies and the new spirit is placed within you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we want to move to the second experience, and that is of being filled with the power of the living God. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, welcome, take to his heart, because it does not see him or know him and recognize him. But you know him, you born again Christians know him and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. Jesus is saying, I will not leave you as often, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, for long, helpless. He's not going to leave us in that shape. He says, I will come back to you just a little while now, and the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. And that at that time, when the day comes, you will know for yourself that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Listen to that. What a powerful Godhead is in us. Jesus just said that there. The Godhead. See, we, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are endued with the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's so important. See, in order to take our ministry to the next level, and that's what God wants us to do, that's what this call is all about. See, if you've been called, if you're already in ministry, if you're pastoring, if you are evangelist, or whatever the call may be upon your life, God, Jesus wants you to go to another level. There are people hurting out there. We must take our ministries to another level with the help of the Holy Spirit. We are to do those greater works because of the Spirit of living God on the inside of us. See, the Holy Spirit, as we were ministering in another session on yesterday, he is the creative force of God. He is God in the earth today. This is his dispensation. This is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, in order for us to do and fulfill that call that God has on our lives, we must submit to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And let's read down here. Jesus is talking, verse 23, King James. Jesus answered and said to him, "If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye have is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And then Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Again, he's telling us that he's not leaving us comfortless. He's not leaving us alone, but he is ensuring us that that assignment that he's given us, that we are well able to fulfill it because he has given us some instruction. He has sent the Holy Spirit of God to help us. See, remember in the beginning, in verse 2 of Genesis 1, verse 2, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, but the Spirit of God moved upon the deep." See, here again, the creative force of God, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who hearkens to the voice of God. And so God said, "Light be," and he called forth all of the creation, and there it was. The Holy Spirit, the creative force. God spoke, and the Holy Spirit moved. In this day and time, we must translate this over to this day and time. When you speak God's word over your situation, the Holy Spirit moves. When you speak it out in faith, that's the reason why the word of God says those that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So you go to God for help, and you expect that help. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So I am telling you what your first step in, number one, bringing your ministry to another level, or your first step in stepping out in your ministry, in answering the call, then you need to seek God as to what to do and how to do it. And how you seek God is getting in his word, hallelujah, meditating his word, glory to God, and praying in the Holy Ghost. Yes, praying in tongues. Sola makashidi libandorokosa. Induro bashideli andorokosa. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Yes, praying in the Holy Spirit. And stand still and listen to what the Lord God has to say unto you. Because, see, he wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. Hallelujah. Over here in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, it says here, Jesus is talking, beginning at verse 12, it says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them. Now, verse 13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, which that's the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will not speak of himself, but that he received from the Father through Jesus, that he received, he will speak and show it to you. So how much more do we need to pray in the Holy Spirit? We need to pray in the Holy Spirit. We need to lift that call up. In fact, you need to write down what God has instructed. Write the vision, it says over in Habakkuk. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Hallelujah. Write that vision down. Spend time in searching the scriptures. Spend time in meditating on the word. Spend time in praying in tongues. Spend time listening. So many of us, pray, ask God for this, ask God for that. Yes, even pray in tongues. But then they immediately get up and go out. See, you need to be still. Be still and know that he is God. Be still before the Lord and listen. Listen. See, conversation between two people, one says something, the other says something. So the same way it is with God. He's got many things to say to you. He actually knows the end from the beginning. And so, therefore, you need to tune in to the Holy Spirit. See, in order to answer that call, you need to tune in. You need to find out what to do from headquarters. And in order to find out what to do from headquarters, you got to spend time in the Word. You got to spend time meditating the Word. You got to spend time praying in the Holy Spirit and listening. You ought to keep a journal. Whenever you read the Word, I always say, Lord, I'm reading your Word. I call my ears anointed to hear from you, my heart anointed to receive from you. Revelation knowledge of your Word that applies to what you are calling me to do today. Hallelujah. So you really ought not to go out, without tuning into headquarters, because he has a plan and a purpose. Over in Ephesians 2 and 10, God has planned paths for you to walk in. Paths to the good life, paths to that victory in terms of accomplishing the call that God has on your life. But if you don't tune in to God, if you don't tune in to the Spirit of the living God, then you will not know what path you're supposed to be on. See, you will try to do it yourself and fall on your face. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want you to fall on your face. And yes, he will help you if you say, Lord, help. You find yourself on your face. Then just cry out for his help. See, his grace and his mercy are new every morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So just call on that grace. The Bible tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and help, glory to God, in the time of need. I don't know about you, but I surely need God's help, hallelujah, in these times. And in to accomplish, I want, just like Paul, I want God to say, well done. I want to be able to say, I have finished mine. I want to be said, I have done those things that God has placed within my heart to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we want to be those vessels meet for the master's use, and we have to tune in and know that he is God. We have to receive the help of the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. I want to read that verse 13 in the Amplified. It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me because he will take up, receive, draw upon his mind, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Jesus is talking. He's telling us how this is going to happen. Now, when, you know, he has laid it out to us. See, so it behooves us to say, okay, God, I'm going to meditate on this. You ought to meditate on the Gospel of John, actually the whole Gospel of John, but chapter 14, 15, and 16, you know, because Jesus is doing a lot of talking here. He is letting us know how it works. See, if you know how something works, then you can follow the guide. You can follow the instructions that are given to you. See, because if God gives you instructions, then you know that it's going to work. You know that you have, see, we have the victory already through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In everything concerning our lives, we have been given the victory. And so, therefore, you know, as we walk this walk here in this earth, you know, we need to know this is the way to go. See, we need to call on the Lord Jesus, call on God in the name of Jesus, and the Spirit of the living God will show us what we need to do, how we need to do it, how to walk through this path that God has called us to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So then, as we're ending up this, and we'll be opening up for questions and answers that you might have concerning this call and the power of your gift. See, and really bringing it home, the power of your gift is that whatever that gift is, as you tune in to the Spirit of the living God, as you follow and obey the Word of God and what is spoken to you by the Spirit of God, then you will be put in a position where people can see Jesus in your life. If you're working in a secular job, a minister of the fivefold gifts, you will be following the Spirit of God as how to fulfill that call upon your life, and many will be won to Jesus through that call. See, if you're an evangelist, many will be won. If you're a pastor, many will be won, because, see, that pastor is going to teach the Word of God to those members, and those members are going to go out and touch lives of people, pointing them to Jesus. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing. See, because God's heart is soul. His heart is for soul. And so, therefore, we want to know that, see, Jesus said the harvest is great and the labors are few, and he's given us that great commission. He said over there in Acts 1, we read that first, that that you are to go into all the world, hallelujah, into the uttermost parts of the earth. He wants people to know about him. He wants them to be exposed to the truth, to the word of the living God. And he wants people to know that he lives. See, he lives. We serve a true and a living God. And so, therefore, we must put in so that we can, share Jesus, so that we can fulfill that call. Every call is important. If there is power in the gift that God has placed upon you. And see, remember, that power, you're going to be endued with power after you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So I don't know of any minister or any person who's born again. Jesus said we're all endued with this power. And this power is so that we can witness to others, so that we can witness to others. And so we want to be that witness. We want to receive that power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then, as I said, we want to open up for question and answer here now. We want to open up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want to remind you all to call in at 213-943-3746. That's our call-in number, 213-943-3746. I'd love to have you call in with questions and answers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's so very important. God loves us. You know, we're going to be talking more about the call, talking about separation two and four, the call, because God wants that to happen. He wants us to go to another level. Another level in ministry. He wants excellence. God is a God of excellence, and he wants excellence in ministry. So we're going to, as we talk in the time to come, in other sessions, we're going to talk about the calling and separation to the call. We're going to talk about, you know, we're going to look at what is the calling. We're going to look at, you know, what does being separated mean? You know, we're going to look at topics like these so that we can fulfill that. We're going to look at faithfulness. We're going to look at, you know, as I said, excellence in ministry. These are the kinds of things. We're going to also look at leadership in sessions to come. So we want you to be sure to tune in. Every morning at 6 o'clock, we have various sessions of various topics, but we will be talking along these lines in the future. So I want now to see if there are callers online. Callers, let us hear from you. Let us know that you're listening. 213-933-3746. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Let's go then to some music.
Hey, Pops, we gonna put me in the booth, man?
Man, what you gonna be rapping about?
I'm going to do a song for all the people that's in the wheelchair.
Oh, okay, okay. That sounds tight. But you need a beat.
Leave a message after the tone. When you are finished, you may hang up or press 1 for special options.